Well, they are common practice for head injuries, car accidents, or appendicitis attacks, but a new study has parents worried that CT scans can be dangerous for kids by increasing their risk of cancer. For more, we're joined by Deborah Kotz, health blogger for the Boston Globe. And Deborah, tell us about this study. It found that repeat CT scans were associated with tripling the risk for both leukemia and brain cancer. I mean, that all certainly sounds pretty frightening. Should parents be worried?
Yeah, I mean, it does definitely sound frightening. Fortunately, these cancers, both leukemia and brain cancer, are very rare in children. So when we talk about a tripling of risk, they're talking about, you know, a few extra cancers for every 100,000 children every year. So it's not that many cancers. However, CT scans do deliver a lot of radiation, a lot more radiation than a standard X-ray. So parents need to be aware of that. And, you know, where in the past they used to do CT scans a lot more often, they used to do them if a kid, you know, perhaps had a concussion on the soccer field. They're really starting to curtail them, especially the doctors who are concerned about these radiation risks. And I think that this study is sort of quantifying risks that they've known for a while, knowing that you're getting that kind of exposure, really trying to minimize the use of these scans and save them for only times when they're really needed.
Now, you mentioned how much radiation a CT scan gives off. Are there types of CT scans that give off less radiation meant for kids?
I mean, yes, that's what they're trying to do now. A bunch of doctors have joined together to form groups to really lower the dose of radiation from CT scans. And, you know, and I spoke to an expert at Children's Hospital about this in Boston. You know, he was telling me that for some procedures, they can lower the radiation dose by 70% to 80%. But for other types of procedures, it's still only about a reduction of 20% to 30% because they need to get a good image. And that said, you know, parents shouldn't, you know, if a child comes in and there's a real emergency situation of, you know, a threatened appendicitis attack, there was a car accident, and they're not sure about internal injuries, that CT scan can give a very quick result in a very short amount of time and could be life-saving. On the other hand, there are many cases where an MRI can be done instead, and the MRI does not deliver radiation, nor does an ultrasound. So if there are cases that are non-life-threatening and non-emergency, often they can do an MRI and get the same kind of result.
Right, and this is a tough enough decision for parents to make if they sat down with a pile of books and, you know, at the computer on the internet researching this all day long. I couldn't imagine having to do it, you know, in an emergency room. So just what advice would you give to parents other than be cautious and be aware of the risks of the radiation from CT scans?
Well, I mean, I think hopefully parents should be able to get good advice from the doctors in the ER, but there is definitely, they can ask some questions. You know, they can say, you know, why are you doing a CT scan instead of an MRI? Sometimes, you know, children have to sit still for a long time when they do an MRI, and if, you know, a very young child, it may be really difficult to do that. So the doctor may say that. If they don't have a good answer, though, you may want to get a second opinion, especially if it's something that's non-life-threatening. For instance, you know, children who have concussions and have recurrent headaches from those concussions, you know, you may be going in for a scheduled appointment. And in those cases, often an MRI can be done. And once again, an MRI does not deliver that dangerous radiation. So, you know, if the doctor's insisting on a CT scan, you may want to really get a good explanation from them. And in most cases, you know, if they were saying in this document that, you know, let's say a young child falls off a high chair, does not have a serious injury, but, you know, does seem to be, you know, crying a little bit, but doesn't have a bruise, often the doctor will just say, we don't need to do any imaging. And that's just educating parents that not every injury needs to be imaged. There's a pullback away from over-imaging because they realize that, you know, often they don't really change the course of treatment based on the imaging results.
Deborah Kotz, health blogger for the Boston Globe.